Noah's Ark. It wasn't a bathtub.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, I guess you're referring to those childish Noah's Ark drawings we often see in books with Noah's Ark looking like an overloaded bathtub and the giraffes are sticking their head through the chimney and so on, right?
Well, that's exactly what I'm referring to. I remember the time I spoke on the topic of Noah's Ark to a church audience, and I explained how wrong it was to picture Noah's Ark like some overloaded bathtub. I shared that this sent a wrong message to children and adults, that Noah's Ark was just a fairy tale. For instance, how could Noah fit all the kinds of animals in a small ark like this? I also told them that Noah's Ark was a picture of salvation. Just as Noah had to go through the doorway to be saved, so we must go through a doorway to be saved, the Lord Jesus. The world scoffs at the event of Noah's flood, I explained to them. And these sorts of false representations only help the world to scoff. Well, guess what? Imagine my embarrassment when I found out the whole church was done in wallpaper with, yes, bathtub-like Noah's Ark pictures. Well, I hope they got the point.
In his free booklet, Ken Ham looks at many of the questions surrounding Noah's Ark and a global flood. For some fascinating reading, visit our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. There's all sorts of books there that are available as great witnessing tools. Go to AnswersRadio.com.